fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th day of June. Prepper tip of the day, a twofer. First of all, I'm growing more and more concerned about national and international events for what will be happening the next 6 months. I want to emphasize that you check out your food inventory, and the prepper tip for this first part of the prepper tip is food, food, food. I would consider a 3-month supply of food, not enough. 6 months is better. And I personally, for my consultation clients, I recommend a 2-year supply of food, quite frankly. But you need to look at what you have and fill in any blank spots, and you need to do that ASAP. Second part, prepper tip of the day from my darling wife, Dr. Moore. This has to do with wasps and mud daubers, which is a type of wasp. Take a medium-sized brown paper bag, not the real big ones, but the slightly smaller ones. Make it into the kind of a round shape, tie it off the top, and hang it on your front porch or back porch or your barn, wherever you've, your garage, where you've got problems with wasps and mud daubers. And guess what? They go away because they think the brown paper sack is a hornet's nest, and they really don't want to be around hornets. Tim Spencer is back with us for the second hour, and I got so distracted with what's going on at Joint Base Andrews, also known as Andrews Air Force Base, I neglected to give out the order line for the energy cleaners I got on sale. The order line is 800-592-9543. This is the order line to buy your energy cleaner, $25 off. Factory-made fitted mattress pads, 10% off. Here's that order line once again, 800-592-9543. We will take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Tim Spencer, of course, is the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. And Tim, before we get into the next part of our conversations, you do have alerts that you put out when it's needed. If I need to put out an alert, I don't have an email list. I use Tim Spencer's alert list. And tell people what the alerts are and how they can sign up, if you would, please.
Sure. Well, what the alerts are is it's a method for John and I both to be able to alert our subscribers to the situations that aren't covered on mainstream media, or if mainstream media has got it wrong. Now, we're not going to fill up your inbox with ads and silly stuff. It could, we could easily go 2 or 3 months and never receive an alert from us. But there's a reason for that, and that reason is we only put out the really, really important, life-altering type of information. Now, admittedly, this is geared a lot towards agriculture. You know, you could get an alert that some kind of a new bug is infesting orange trees or something, but remember what we are. You know, we're ruralsurvival.info. But the majority of the time, you're going to get alerts that would apply to everyone. And it's just a super quick way to know what's going on. To sign up for them, you go to ruralsurvival.info. There's a red link on the top left of every page that says alerts. Click on that. It takes you to another page where you can sign up for them. It tells you all the terms and conditions. And it's just an insurance policy, basically. The cost is only $1 a month, but you can bet that if anything happens and we're capable of doing so, you're going to know about it first.
Absolutely. Well, I encourage people to do that, Tim. Well, I'm watching the CNN live feed here, and they're talking to various experts about what's going on at the Malcolm Grow, that's Golf Romeo Oscar Whiskey, Malcolm Grow Medical Center at Joint Base Andrews, also known as Andrews Air Force Base, just a few miles from Washington, D.C. According to the woman who was at the Pentagon, this is not a drill. This is the real deal. I was just thinking while watching this, Tim, how the Air Force base itself is a gun-free zone where they prohibit the airmen, except specially trained people, from having firearms. And then the medical center is a gun-free zone within a gun-free zone. I recall, just like it was yesterday, I had to I was on a training operation in Fort Hood, Texas, and one of our men had a back injury, and we had to take him to the clinic. And we walked in there with our M16s, and the response from some of these doctors was a visceral anger at seeing seeing us carrying these firearms with us. We had no place to secure them. We had to carry them because we had no way to lock up our Jeep. You know, lock them in the Jeep, I should say. So we had no choice except to carry them with us. And there were two or three doctors. They instantly became quite angry at seeing trained men carrying their firearms properly in a safe manner. Very angry, very quickly, which shocked and surprised me because I naively thought, even though I was a combat veteran of Vietnam already, I naively thought that U.S. Army medical personnel would have a more mild and calm attitude towards seeing men with weapons. But that was
right. I've dealt with the same thing before, John. The medical people, not all of them, but a majority of them, get very, very upset with the fact, how dare you bring a weapon in my space? You know, how dare you bring something that kills people here where we're trying to save lives? And that's the attitude I've gotten before. You know, I walked into sick bay on a tender when I was armed one time, and it was completely inadvertent. I was armed most of the time. I got the same kind of ass-chewing from a female lieutenant commander that was a doctor that you're talking about.
Right. Well, we need medical people, obviously. God bless them. I mean, they're good people. They're highly trained and highly skilled. There's an alert here. It looks like Vice President Biden's travel has been delayed due to the lockdown at the Air Force Base.
Okay.
And there's some video of armed men walking across the lawn here at the Andrews in their camis and their helmets and so forth. Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff. And of course, it's premature to speculate on what's going on and why as to who the shooter is, or shooters, plural. So far, they've only been mentioning one shooter.
Right.
And there's a whole bunch of security people. They've got a German Shepherd sniffing around. What we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is what used to be called Andrews Air Force Base. Now it's Joint Base Andrews. I don't know why they changed the name, but they felt like they needed to for some reason, which made sense to them. This is one of the more secure places in the continental United States, I would say. Wouldn't you, Tim?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Considering, you know, this is where they keep Air Force One at. Actually, all three of them, I think. So, it's a very, very secure base, or at least parts of it are. We know that for sure.
So our presidents, going back to, I believe Harry Truman was the first one to have what was called Air Force One. In fact, his original, the plane that Harry Truman flew as president, is at the museum in St. Louis County, the Transportation Museum. It's my favorite airplane, a DC-3, C-47.
Yeah.
It's not open to tour. I have myself photographed in front of it because that is my favorite plane, the one I flew most of my combat missions in Vietnam. And despite being hit multiple times on almost every combat mission we flew on, it always got me home.
Yep. Yeah, they're a very dependable plane. There's no question about that.
Right, right. Well, I'm watching these Air Force personnel. I'm not seeing any long arms. They're all armed with pistols, which I find that a bit disturbing, to say the least.
Yeah.
I would think they'd have their M4 carbines with them at least, if not something heavier. But they're all walking around. Well, there's a few with carbines, excuse me. Some have just pistols. Some have pistols and carbines. They don't seem to be doing anything in particular, just kind of standing around, best I can tell.
Right. Well, you know what's funny, John? Have you noticed how this stuff almost always seems to happen during a drill?
Well, that was the case here. I don't know about. Yeah. I don't have the percentages, but these drills take place all the time. Even in near me here in Viburnum, Missouri, we've had active shooter drills, training drills with the FBI coming out and so forth. I was a victim. I got to sit on the floor and call for help and. You know, I made a good victim. So these drills take place all over the country all the time.
Yeah, it's true. They do. You're right about that. But it just seems to me like there's so many of these incidents that happen during a drill that specifically plan to simulate what actually happens.
Yeah.
You know, everything from 9/11 on, it seems.
That's
like.
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, if you got a question or comment, we do have a question here or a comment. We got Brent in Wisconsin. Good morning, Brent.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, sir.
I just happened to be checking RT today a little bit ago, and they had live coverage of this Andrews Air Base lockdown. And they interviewed a man from London, and he said that this was scheduled for a drill at 9 o'clock this morning, and somehow it turned live. And, of course, he said the information loop on Andrews is closed, so the media doesn't really have access to any other news other than what we all know. And, you know, how can you believe what the government tells you anymore today about this kind of nonsense?
Well,
we've had drill after drill after drill turn into terrorist activities, and, you know, by even entertaining this stuff, you're feeding the fire. So, you know, everybody needs to be aware that it's probably another false flag. So, I don't know what your comments would be about that. I'll hang up and listen offline.
Yes, thank you, Brent. We appreciate it. There's a live feed from CNN as we speak. I'm watching here live. This just came up in the last 3 or 4 minutes. They had been showing just a helicopter shot from several miles away, but they have somebody on the ground there at Andrews shooting live video, and it's going out live on CNN as we speak. What I saw just a moment ago was some armed troopers escorting some what appear to be civilians, one in a wheelchair, away from a building. And since I don't have the sound on, I really can't determine exactly what part of the base this is, but that's what I observed. So these men are walking around. They're holding their carbines at port arms, and they got their full combat gear on, their helmets. I can't tell if they have body armor on or not. They should have body armor on. And then, of course, there's a lot of Air Force personnel, or some Air Force personnel who are not armed as well, walking right around the perimeter. Now, these appear to be medical personnel. I see a man in a kind of long white coat that a doctor would wear being escorted away from this particular building. I see two dogs now, two German Shepherds on leashes with their dog handlers. It looks like three civilians and two Air Force personnel, three or four Air Force personnel unarmed, walking away from this particular building. A lot of unanswered questions, which we will be paying attention to this as the day unfolds. There's another dog handler, so I got three dog handlers right there together with their handlers in full combat.
Do you see any ambulances, John?
Negative.
All right, negative, so hopefully nobody's gotten hurt then.
Well, whoever's shooting this on behalf of CNN has just the one spot that they can shoot from.
Okay, yeah, they're restricted, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm just hoping this is not another one of the Fort Hood deals, you know, where Major Nadal Hassan got in there and shot up the medical clinic at Fort Hood. I'm hoping it's not something like that again.
Right. Now we got a shot here of another six or so civilians, maybe eight, being escorted out of the building. This may be the Malcolm Groh Medical Center, since I'm seeing people. There's a man wearing scrubs. It appear to be many of these people appear to be related to the medical profession, and they're incrementally walking away from whatever building this is, which might very well be the Malcolm Groh Medical Center.
I would say that's likely a reasonable correlation, John.
Yes, yes. And more likely than not, the Air Force doesn't know that CNN is even broadcasting this. I would say that's probably pretty accurate. CNN couldn't possibly get somebody inside the base once this began, so this had to be somebody that was already there. They have a video camera that has Zoom capability and the capability to broadcast this to CNN, whoever this person might be.
Roger.
And there's a female here, looks like in front of the White House, talking her head off with whatever information she has to put out. Well, if you have any other information about what's going on at Joint Base Andrews, at Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland, from another source, we're certainly open to hearing about it here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. And, of course, they're breaking for a commercial.
Of course they are. Well, anytime they go to a commercial, John, it's been my experience, you know, over the past 20, 25 years of following the news like I do, if they go to a commercial, odds are there's just plain and simply nothing to report. You know, I mean, you look
at
the day 9/11 happened. There was dozens of hours of continuous reporting, not one commercial, until, 3 days after the event, I think?
Right. Well, we got commercials, so that's, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
These guys, well, we'll hear, it's inevitable, probably before the end of the day, we'll have U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators doing their anti-gun thing, won't we?
Oh, yeah, you can bet on that. In fact, as I was just reading here, Jay Johnson had been testifying in Judiciary Committee, and he's briefing them on the situation at Andrews Air Force Base. And he just calls it an unfolding situation.
Okay, yeah. Well, obviously
Congress has a direct line.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, with the exception of the Orlando shooting, all these other mass shootings could have been done with a man armed the same way a soldier would have been during the Civil War, which they went into battle with six-shot revolvers.
Right.
And I think it's important to keep that in mind, that we've had 150 years worth of weapons capable of doing what's been done at most of these mass shootings.
You're absolutely correct, John.
Yeah. And then There's also, when I do this in my pistol class, I explain how you can make a slam bang shotgun for about $5 or $6 worth of a gas pipe from your local hardware store, and they do most of the work for you. They do most of the work for you, cutting the pipe and threading the pipe. The only thing you need to do is epoxy a BB in the cap for a firing pin. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. If there was ever a doubt in our mind that radio works, it's gone. We have received such response to our $350 down, $99 a month land purchase opportunity from you that we are blown away. To keep our overhead down, we're using an internet-based sales tool so you can buy with confidence and purchase your land in New Mexico with just a click of a mouse and even pay with PayPal. But some people have said they'd like to arrange multiple parcels or have other questions. We'd be happy to talk to you. Call us toll-free at 855-LANDHO1. That's 1-855-LANDHO1. New Mexico land parcels are still available at only $350 down and $99 a month. This is beautiful land near amenities of a city, but far enough away to be private. And in as little as 1 year, you own it. $350 down, $99 a month. As the days go on, the land gets more and more limited, so visit us online at LANDHO.TV, LANDHO.TV right now.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of June, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Quick reminder, I'm running a sale on energy cleaners in celebration of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. That is what we celebrate on the 4th day of July every year, 1776 in Philadelphia. Energy cleaners, $25 off, factory-made fitted mattress pads, 10% off. Place your order. I will do the refund myself manually. In my toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tim, I had the audio going during the break on CNN. The woman at the Pentagon is saying, quote-unquote, total confusion. They really don't know if there really is an active duty shooter. There's no reports of any shots being fired. Apparently, CNN has a camera set up at the perimeter fence near this Malcolm Groh Medical Center. And it is a regular CNN reporting camera crew.
Right. NBC News here is saying as of 4 minutes ago, incident at Andrews Air Force Base was triggered after a person looking out window saw personnel carrying long guns during drill. And this is from senior law enforcement officials. Geez, imagine a military base and somebody carrying a rifle, John. Of course, we got to call it a shooter.
Tim, it's the Air Force.
I know.
It's the Air Force. I mean, God bless them. We need an Air Force. But except for the security personnel and their search and rescue people, which are as good as any Green Beret I've ever met, you could spend 20 years in the Air Force and rarely ever see a firearm, you know, except for whatever was mandated for every annual training or something like that. Once a year, you go to the range and put a few rounds down range. So seeing firearms on an Air Force base is not the norm.
And, yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, you and I when we were in, times were different, John. You know, 30 years ago, it was a much different thing than it is today. But, you know, I personally never remember anybody being upset except for that one doctor I mentioned about firearms. You know, it's part of what we did for a living.
Well, I think within the next few minutes, hour at the most, this will be a non-issue.
I agree now. Absolutely.
There's no reports of any shots being fired at all. Total confusion. This makes us look pretty silly. I mean, we got...
It does.
Andrews Air Force Base, Joint Base Andrews, within almost walking distance of Washington, D.C., and the Pentagon. And it's not like this is some remote base in Africa or Afghanistan where communications are not very good. they got everything. The power grid works, all the communications works, and the people at the Pentagon a few miles away don't have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, you're right, John. You're right.
Humiliating.
So now we know how to shut down an Air Force base. Take a broom handle, paint it black.
Hold on. All clear. They put out the all clear just now.
Okay.
All clear at Joint Base Andrews.
Yeah, it's almost Keystone Cops level.
It makes our military look like a bunch of bumbling fools.
Yeah, it does.
So all it took was, we don't know who this person was that made the phone call, if they called base security or called 911, which would go to the civilians, which would certainly make things a bit more confusing. A lot of unknowns here, and I'm sure there's going to be some officers with egg on their face as to how in the world can we make ourselves look this stupid to the entire world for this long.
Yeah, it's incredible. You know, that's the only word I can use, John. It's absolutely incredible, and I'm incredulous that something in this day and time can blow up like this. It's how, you know, if I was the commanding officer of that Air Force base, I would be jumping up and down, red in the face, screaming that people would not like me today, if I was the CO.
Yeah. Well, it's the Air Force. Sometimes we jokingly, and this goes to a good-natured inter-service rivalry, Air Farce, F-A-R-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. What can you say? I mean, you know, God bless them. You know what the acronym MAC stands for?
Military Airlift Command.
Maybe airplane come.
Oh, okay.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com. Mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th day of June, last day of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, I am running a special between now and midnight, the 4th day of July, to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the 4th day of July, 1776. $25 off energy cleaners between now and midnight, the 4th of July, and 10% off factory-made fitted mattress pads between now and midnight, the 4th day of July. Send a check or money order, make sure it's postmarked before midnight, the 4th day of July. Place your order. You'll be paying full price when you place your order. I have to manually do the refund, which is not an issue. I've done this before, and I'll do it again. So you're... Energy cleaner will be $260 instead of $285, shipping included. Of course, if you're placing an order from someplace in Europe or Asia or Australia or New Zealand, there's going to be extra money for postage, obviously. But the $25 discount will help pay for that extra postage. So check out the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. You can place your order right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. And Tim, we got another caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, John and Tim. I called in the other day and mentioned one website. I found one other quite excellent one. It was Islam.com, and this one is counterjihadreport.com. Counterjihadreport.com. So you'd be interested in that. I like the new time, but it's got to get used to the not forgetting or trying to forget the 7 o'clock when I set my alarm several times for 7. Well, thank you. That's it.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Well, it's the nature of talk radio, Tim, isn't it? We listeners learn from us, and we learn from the listeners, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yeah, another good website in relation to what the caller was just talking about is search. I don't remember the exact website name, but folks should search the Clarion Project. If you really want to know about Islam, that is one of the ideal places to learn.
What is that again?
The Clarion Project. Charles Lincoln, Alpha, Romeo, India, Oscar.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, real good. Well, this thing at Joint Base Andrews really got us going there for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't just us. Apparently, command and control at Joint Base Andrews and at the Pentagon and at the White House, we're all experiencing total confusion there for a better part of an hour or so, wasn't it?
Yeah, almost an hour, yeah.
Amazing.
So, yeah, we won't say on the air what I call it, but anyway.
Would it be a two-word term beginning with cluster?
Yes, it would be.
I thought so.
Absolutely, it would be.
Absolutely. Well, there's various military acronyms that are kind of silly, like FUBAR, for example, and so forth.
SNAFU.
SNAFU, yeah. That we learn to love and appreciate when we're in the military. Anyway, if you have a question or comment, we'll certainly take that here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. The archives.
Can we go back to your prepper tip of the day for a minute by chance?
Sure, let's do that.
Okay, well, remember you were talking about, you know, the need for food, which I absolutely agree with. But apparently back in November, FEMA hosted a tabletop exercise with a lot of contractors and leading producers, I would assume jobbers and wholesalers of food products in this country. And the scenario was set 5 years from now in 2020.
Right.
And they're talking that a 395% increase in food prices over a very short period of time is a very real possibility. You know, everything based on the changing weather patterns and geopolitical events, how food, even in this country, could become a real scarcity. You know, they're not saying this is going to happen. It was an exercise, a war game, if you will. And, right. You know, that's something for people to think about. You know, overnight, the price of food could just skyrocket if, you know, any one of a few things happened, anything from a cyber attack that takes down the electrical grid to, you know, or banks or something like that. It could be really, really hard to get food. So I would, you know, I'm sure you would agree with me and encourage people to stock up, you know, as they can or as soon as they can.
Well, what will happen is there will always be plenty of food. It'll simply be so expensive that people can't buy it. Can't buy it. So the food will still be there. It will just be exorbitantly expensive to the point where people simply won't be able to buy even a minimal amount to meet their daily nutritional needs.
Which is what's happening in Venezuela right now.
Right,
you know,
right.
The food is available, but nobody can afford it. 85%
exactly.
Of the people can't feed themselves now. That's how bad the Venezuelan Bolivar has gotten as far as the actual real value.
Right, right. And they've had social disorder. There's been food riots. And we would be looking at the same thing. All it would take would be for once the EBT cards either don't work or can't buy enough food to feed people, that's when we're off to the races, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, areas like where you and I live won't be affected. I mean, we'd still have to pay the prices for food. But I don't think there'd be, you know, massive rioting. I think you're going to see that in the inner cities and possibly some of the suburbs. But, you know, between having your own supply, having the right mental attitude, you know, people like us can survive this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Well, this would be, if you've been thinking about getting chickens, for example, this might be a good time to get some chickens. It's a bit late to get a garden going, but hey, go for it and go ahead and start one anyway.
Well, you know what people could do right now is use 5-gallon buckets or even 1-gallon buckets and start some tomato plants, stuff like that. They can stay out until the first frost and then bring them in. By then, they'll already be pollinated. You know, if you did it today, say they'd already be pollinated, and you could bring them in to let the fruit ripen, you know, the entire container.
That's right. That's right. The main thing is just stop procrastinating and just do it, right?
Exactly. Exactly, John. Now, I'm one of the biggest procrastinators in the world, but when it comes to having food for my family, that's something I don't hesitate on. I don't procrastinate. I do it.
Well, good for you. And I hope everybody else is doing the same thing, because this is about as basic and about as important as it gets, is to have the food. And it gives, I know that first case of freeze-dried food I took delivery of back in the shortly after my daughter was born, it gave me a, not that it was all that much, it was just one case of freeze-dried food, but it did give me some peace of mind knowing that I had at least something in stock and ready to help feed my family. Do you get a similar feeling when you stock up on things like that?
Yeah, I do. I do. And, you know, I told you this privately, but I don't mind saying it on the air. I know we must be in trouble now, because all of a sudden my wife's turned into a prepper as much as I am. So right. She's seeing something, too. So I know something's coming.
Well, women frequently are acting more on instinct and intuition than they are watching news broadcasts like ourselves.
Right. Exactly.
So, and I've learned over the years to trust that. I may not like it at the time, but I have learned to trust it and also take action on it.
Yeah, absolutely, John. I mean, women do, as a whole, have a sixth sense. I mean, you know, and my wife, I'm not going to lie to you, we've been through, between the two of us, two major disasters, several minor ones, and each time she has come through with such shining colors, knowing exactly what to do, and taken so much pressure off of me. For example, when Hurricane Hugo hit, we had about 2 days' warning that we were pretty sure it was going to hit. You know, I'm having to work, making preparations where I worked on the Navy base. She's having to work at the fire department. The afternoon before it hit, she brings home a brand new gas barbecue grill with three tanks of gas.
All right.
You know, we were the only people in the neighborhood for 2 months that had hot food.
Well, they couldn't figure out how to build a fire and put some kind of grate over it out in their yard?
Well, yeah, they could have, but it was, John, you'd have to see it to believe it. Starting a fire would have been one of the worst things that could have happened. Even inside, I mean, the condos we lived in had fireplaces, but all the chimneys were cracked. It would have been so dangerous for any kind of a fire once that dry wind started hitting them after the storm.
Okay.
It would have been disastrous. You got to imagine ankle-deep pine needles everywhere from all the trees that came down, splinters of wood, pieces of houses. Starting a fire outside would have been very dangerous. But what we did, we cooked food for people in exchange for them giving us some of it.
Right.
Well, and it worked out beautifully.
Sounds like a fair exchange. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that was very insightful of your wife to pick up that gas-fired barbecue grill, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it's something that never even occurred to me.
Well,
I
read dozens and dozens of books related to preparedness, most of them fiction, and it's interesting to see the difference between the male authors and the female authors as to what they focus on. And the women do tend to focus a lot on the more practical aspects of food and hygienic matters and the routine things that are necessary 99% of the time. Needing to defend the household is going to be 0.5% of your time. Tiny percentage. The rest of your time is going to be how do we get clean water? How do we prepare food? How do we store food? How do we do laundry? I mean, that's
I'll tell you how we did laundry. It was in the bathtub, John.
Exactly.
You know, you know, every day I'd get home from work, you know, where I was working, there was no air conditioning. So she kept up with it every day I got home from work, took off my uniform, handed it to her. She washed it in the bathtub, you know, and then we drained it and put fresh water in the bathtub. And, you know, I had a clean uniform every single morning.
And you were probably one of the few that did.
Yeah, exactly. But I had a clean uniform. Wasn't pressed, but it was clean.
All right. Well, that's good. I had a detail once for 30 days at Fort Bragg as a concrete finisher, and I didn't have any rubber boots, and I had to wear my regular issue combat boots, and they were supposed to be, after being concrete all day before, I was supposed to stand in formation with good-looking boots the following morning.
It was
brutal. It was wintertime. Finally, I resorted to black spray paint. That's how desperate I was.
Oh, I don't blame you. Hey, if it works and nobody complains.
Well, it wasn't like we were at Arlington, you know, standing inspection at the Tomb of the Unknowns. It was just a routine inspection. It was half dark anyway.
Right.
So the black spray paint worked, and my buddies made fun of it, but,
yeah.
You know, you do what you got to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Tim, I really hope that my $25 off sale on energy cleaners will help motivate some of the procrastinators to move forward and either get one for themselves or get that second one for somebody they care about to help them mitigate pain and get a great night's sleep. So $25 off the energy cleaner, 10% off the factory-made fitted mattress pads. When they place your order, they'll be paying full price, and I refund the difference. And, of course, we haven't talked this hour about the flash drives, and you have a good stock in inventory, ready to ship anywhere on the planet, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I got 34 of them ready to go. 33 now. I just got another order. So I've got 33 of them ready to ship right now. Can't beat the price, $1,570 documents plus. You know, all kinds of good stuff. Anything from generator manuals to how to can food and, you know, how to work on military equipment, you name it. Lots of medical stuff, correspondence courses from the military. It's just an incredible array of information. And I would encourage anybody to get one, not because I want to make money, but because it's a good thing to have.
Well, it is, and I encourage everybody to have a private library. Now, do your homework, and don't buy this sight unseen. You can look at the index right there on Tim's website, more than 50 pages, single space, of the more than 1,500 publications, books and publications. Begins with the first 10 or 12 having to do with canning food, right?
Right, because it's in alphabetical order. It's the way the computer sets it up. And it goes all the way, you know, under miscellaneous documents, we got folders under there, you know, strictly farm stuff, types of different fencing, how to do it easy, computer security. Just about everything you could think of is there in one place. And I carry mine in my wallet. I know you carry one on a lanyard around your neck.
That's right.
They weigh, I don't know what they weigh, but it's less than 10 grams. I know that. There's a postal scale I got. That's what it goes to. You know, it's as low as it goes. So it's less than 10 grams. We know that.
Right. Well, people need to check it out. And looks like we got Dave from New York back again. Go ahead, Dave.
Good. Hi, John. And Tim. It was a month and a half or 2 months ago I called in and we were talking about 9/11, and there was one false flag event or one happening. I couldn't remember where or what the name of it was. And I said, you'd remember it. You didn't. So I thought I'd call and it was the Murrah Building. It was a false flag or something, the Murrah Building.
Right, over in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, it might have been a false flag, but I guarantee you I saw the building myself. It was blown up. It wasn't something made up. But whether or not it was a false flag, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. But I just happened to finally remember that after 2 months. So a little slow upstairs, but I got it.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for the update, Dave. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th day of June, visiting with Tim Spencer. Tim, tomorrow, the 1st of July, young men soldiers can show up for work tomorrow, dress up like a girl soldier, and the young girl soldiers can show up for work tomorrow dressed up like a boy soldier. Isn't that special?
Yeah. what can I say, John?
You can say the following: it's bizarre, it's freakish, and we've become the laughingstock of every militarian on the planet.
You're right. You are 1,000% right on that. Yeah, I was talking to my son last night on the phone about this particular item, and he thinks that there, he does not believe that in his unit there are any transvestites, but he's eagerly awaiting Friday just to see what happens, not that he likes it.
Well, the estimate is 1,700 in the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard total.
Okay, well, then odds are that he won't see any.
Well, that's an estimate. You know, I'm not sure how they would reach that. How can you tell? I
mean, yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting. I personally don't see this going over too well. I think the people our age and even younger than us are going to look at this with disgust. That's the main word I can come up with. I can't imagine seeing, a hairy old man dressed up in a dress, regardless of what uniform it is, and, portraying this to the world as our military. To me, it's disgusting, and I don't believe it should be allowed, but that's my opinion.
Well, of course not. The using our military for social experimentation is not right. I mean, it simply is not right. But I don't know. We're down to the last 2 minutes here. I regard the incident at Andrews Air Force Base this morning as a wake-up call to remind people about situational awareness. How about you, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Yeah, people need, folks, I'm going to say it as honestly as I can. If you don't pay attention to gut feelings, if you're not aware of what's around you, you can get caught in a life-threatening situation in a heartbeat. John and I have both been there before, but if you see it coming, you have a much, much better chance. Don't walk around everywhere you go staring at your cell phone and texting and playing games. You're out and about. It's time to be aware because you never know when something's going to come up and bite you in the butt. It's that simple.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. That is absolutely right. And that's good advice, and I certainly emphasize that myself. Situational awareness is not optional. It's something you can work on. Doesn't cost anything. Just pay attention to all your surroundings, 360
degrees.
Yeah, and
it's not even hard. After doing it for a while, you don't even realize you're doing it. It's second nature, and it's something that can be worked on. I do it continuously and never even think about it. I don't walk by a window in my house and not look out it, looking for movement, looking for something out of place. That is how I live. It's that simple.
Right, right. And I do the same thing, and I've been doing that for many decades, and I want to encourage everybody to improve the situational awareness and just work on it and just do it. Tim, we're out of time. Thank you, sir.
Enjoyed it, John. We'll talk later.
Okay. That's it for today. We've got an interesting lineup coming up. Dr. Deagle, Michael Rivera, John Stadtmiller. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. And have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.